Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The runway. Soul Shaker. witch doctor. Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live. for another installment of the show. Yes, we are definitely here. We are live. We are in the building, honey. And it's going down here on Blog Talk Radio /10 or chop. What's going on, America? I want to give a big shout-out to all my girls that's in the chat room. I want to give a big shout-out to all my girls that's on the phone line waiting to get this motherfucking show on the road, honey. We're going to get it popping. We're going to get it nasty. It's going to be some tea, honey. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the legendary East Coast mother, Nicole Khan, to definitely call in here. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the legendary overall iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, to definitely call in here. And we're going to get the madness started, honey. We're going to recap this motherfucking ball that happened this weekend. We're going to recap everything that happened this weekend. I hear was a lot of things that happened this weekend. So we're definitely going to be recapping all of that, honey, giving you the E my E. And the tea on everything that happened, honey, and how it happened and how it went down and all of that good shit and all of that madness, honey. The girls are taking off, honey. It's going to be some tea. Please hold on and be with me while I take a commercial break. And I find out where everybody is at, honey, and what's the E. What's in the name? The iconic fathers, Rodney and James, presents What's in the Name.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Bones, invitations only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 bartender fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Fem Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Yes, darling, yes, darling. My co-host about to call in. We're going to get the madness started. But why wait for my co-host? It's so early, and I got people that pressed one already. So let me see what they got to say. I got a caller from L.A., 323-989. You're live on the air. You're live on the air. Okay, they're gone, honey. We have no time to play games. When you press one tonight, make sure you definitely have something that you would like to say, honey. We're not taking no private callers. If you think that you're going to low ride and all types of things, honey, we're not doing all of that tonight, honey, baby. Everybody will be visible and everybody will be seen, honey. We will not be doing any private callers, honey. No private callers, honey. Not at all, honey. We will not have that game and that shenanigans and things going on here tonight, girls. So, if you're trying to call in private, we will not be accepting private callers tonight, honey. We do a live stream callers, honey. There will be no private callers. There will be no girls calling in, joking, and playing games and all that things tonight, honey. If you're going to call in and you want to spill some tea, Miss Thing Girl, you got to get you a spoof account and change your number because private callers are not going to be accepted on this line tonight or calling from one of your girlfriend's number without her knowing. Honey, how you doing? Kelly, I've been trying to call. Oh, hold on. Somebody been trying to contact me. Hey, you. Somebody was trying to contact me. So, okay. Okay, I'll hit you up, and we'll definitely talk about that. We'll definitely talk about that. But it was a ball in Atlanta this weekend that we're gonna recap. It was definitely a ball, and where else was it a ball at this weekend? It was a ball in Atlanta. It was a ball in Baltimore this weekend, and yes, it was definitely a ball this weekend in Atlanta. It was definitely a ball in Baltimore this weekend. It snowed in New York, honey, and it's the Halloween parade this weekend in New York. I mean, it's the Halloween parade tonight in New York City, honey. It's going down in the Big Apple. It's the Big Easy, the Big Apple, honey. Where is Rodney at, honey? Honey. Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Baby, hold on, girls. I got to take a break. Hold on. Let me let y'all hear a little Beyonce Love on Time. I'll be right back.
Bring the beat in.
Recap of the function and what happened at the function. I want to talk about this. I don't know where I've seen Nicole, but I don't know where she went. But I want to talk about this shade that's going on with the House of Prodigy and the House of Garcon. What the fuck is going on with the Prodigy and the Garcon? I hear that the Garcon is not going to anything that has to do with Prodigy. I know I'm not going to get a garçon to call in here to the radio show. I don't know. Maybe we get the old Lord Father Rodney to talk about it when he get on the line. Or maybe we could get the iconic father, the founding father, Man Prodigy, to call in here and talk about this situation that's going on. I want to know what the fuck is going on with the fucking Prodigy and the garçons. Oh, my God. OMG. It is such a lot. It's a lot of tea. Please hold on. I don't have to take a sip of my water. My mouth was really dry, honey. I want to say welcome home to my special guest. I'm not going to put his name out there on the airwaves, but he knows who he is. He just came home from Central Booking. How you doing, honey? I see you. Yes, honey. Baby, it's going to be a mess, honey. Rodney's going to call in here. He's going to give us a recap of what happened at the ball this weekend. I'm going to give you what I got from the ball. Maybe Rodney will talk about the Prodigies and the garçons not doing anything Prodigy and everything. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of tea. And we're going to get to the bottom of it tonight here on Tins and Chops. Hot topics, honey. All you girls out there, I got to hit up today. And my girlfriend, Miss London, she has a Facebook page. So, girls, go hit Miss London up on Facebook. If you don't want to spill your tea, you got some tea, you want a dish, hit Miss London up, honey, at London Bridges on Facebook, honey. She has a page, honey, and you know she's going to be a mess, honey, with all her teas and all types of things, honey. I don't know where the girls at, honey. The girls is playing MIA. Private callers, we not doing private callers tonight. You won't be calling in here probably. Y'all better find a number. Press star 69 or whatever you got to press. Star 67 or star 82 or whatever you got to do to unblock your number. But we will not be taking any private callers. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Rodney and Nicole, okay? I don't know where they at. They seem like they MIA. They miss it. Excuse me. Oh, it's London Bridges, comma, Miss London comma, honey. I don't know where Nicole is at. She's MIA. Rodney, oh, here's Nicole.
I'm sorry, I took some.
I
was over here eating a
corn. Hold on, he's on the line. Rodney and Nicole is now here on the line. And to all you girls that's trying to call in here private tonight, there will be no privacy tonight.
Why? We handle them pretty well. Let them call, and they are not willing to show their number because they are scared or they're scared to deal with the wrath. So we make it easy for them because they don't do nothing to us or nothing to me by calling in here private saying anything. So I think you should let them call in here. You want to be private? You all your life. Call in. That's it. Nobody's concerned about your privacy. I was just eating hormones, Miss Singh. The needle, it all spilled out the needle, so I just thought that I should put it in my mouth. So I put it in my mouth. Now I have a very nasty taste.
Since we have Rodney on the phone, before we start recapping the ball.
Oh, breaking news. You got to do it correctly.
At the ball at Bonds in Baltimore this weekend.
Breaking news.
We have overall father Rodney Prodigy on the line. Rodney, would you like to talk? Tell us what's going on with the garçons and the Prodigies. And are they still feuded? Because I see that the garçons said they're not coming to anything that the Prodigies is having or throwing. What's the tea with that, father?
Man, put that up there. Man, if you'd like to rebuttal, I've called your phone for your own interview. You haven't answered. So now I'm publicly saying that you can come up here and let us know what you exactly heard, you know. And you posted up that you're not concerned about them coming to any of your balls. So, you know, give us some juice. You put it on Facebook.
Rodney?
Yes. As far as that, the leaders of their house, They have their, you know, whatever they decide to do. But Fred and I, we was talking last night. It wasn't no ill wills to either one of our houses. It wasn't anything like that. So, you know, if other people are doing stuff or manipulating the houses or different things like that, that's on them. But I spoke with the overall father, Fred Garcon, last night, and, you know, we didn't have any, you know, we hug, we talk at the ball, you know what I'm saying, like we always do and stuff like that. So I don't know, you know.
Okay, honey. If anybody wants to call in here and tell us what happened at the ball in Baltimore, feel free to definitely call in here and tell us about the ball that happened in Baltimore, honey. But until we... Oh, wait, hold on. I got one caller. Let's see what they want to talk about. 414-813. You're live on the air. Okay, they're gone. They dropped.
I have a breaking news for everybody on this show because most of the kids and stuff are in houses or in the ballroom or in Kiki houses, and they all go to the Kiki ball. So I want to say this to everybody that's in there because I have a situation that's going to be coming forth as far as my involvement with the Kiki scene. I have and have blueprinted a house in the Kiki scene, the house of Unbothered Cartier. There's a member that I just dismissed from health department reasons, and I didn't think what they were doing in my house was appropriate, so I put them out. Now, them in return is on Facebook trying to separate the house of Unbothered and stay and start their own house. So everybody that's involved with the Kiki scene and involved with that, you need to know that that's my house, and it's Katrina's house, who's originally is Katrina's house. She's the CEO, and I built the house, so no one can take that name for all the girls that goes to the Kiki balls, including you, Kelly, to know that if anybody walk on that runway to duplicate the house of Unbothered, they are well out of line, and I will come and deal with them accordingly.
Well, Rodney, can you give us a recap of the ball?
Well, don't we gonna start from like Mr. Ball in Philly first, right?
Yeah, but no, I don't. What happened? You went to the ball in Philly too?
No, I didn't go. But I'm just saying.
I'm saying, I know that's right.
No, it was a ball in Philly and it was a ball at Baltimore. But I don't know.
Well, if anybody in Philadelphia, you on the phone lines, call us and let us know. No, nobody here attended. I think it was Rich Ball. Was it Rich's ball?
Yeah.
Yes. Where's Rich? Let's call in and let us know what happened at the ball. What's going on?
Well, I don't know what happened at that ball, but I'm just getting breaking news.
So, Rodney,
go
ahead, because I'll tell you.
News is coming across my phone that some girls passed out last night at club at the Alegria party, honey. They said the girls passed out and was in K-holes in Alegria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't want to name any names, but a couple of ballroom fem queens definitely did pass out.
You better keep it cute because I'll start naming them. I already know
girls.
Who they are.
I don't know who the girls was that passed out.
I know, because it's quite easy. You can just think off your head. I know, and I bet you I'm right.
Some girls passed out of Alegria last night, they said, and then those other girls, that I'm not going to name their name, they got stopped at the door for crafting those tickets mistake, and y'all girls got, honey, and y'all girls got sent on your way, honey. Some girls got locked up, Miss Stang, for trying to crash those tickets to get into Alegria. It was a mess and it was a shame. You girls need to stop trying to crash everything.
Mm.
Everything in life is not free, Miss Stang. It was only $70 in advance, $85 after the fact, Miss Stang, and $90 at the door. That's not hard, girls. You want
to
be crafting shit and getting locked up, Miss Stang.
Get high for 2 nights
in
a row.
I don't get it. The girls getting locked
to
up
to get
high
for 2 nights in a row. I'm gonna do that in my damn house. They would go in there. You just go in there to take an extreme amount of drugs to get high and then to pass out, being whoever you are in the boardroom scene or in your real life.
I'm ganging at the girls, honey. But maybe some girls are calling and they'll give us the tea or who
exactly. I've never been there. I want to go one day. I want to go. I've never been. I want to go.
But I want to get to the ball. I want to, since nobody ain't calling in about Philly and nobody's calling in about Baltimore, baby. I don't know what's going on, honey. And I got to welcome back Mother Alana. I don't know if she's Mother Chanel, Mother Alana Chanel. She had got locked up this past week or something, Miss Thing. I heard Miss Thing in her hotel room, Miss Thing, and in Indianapolis or something like that, honey. So I got to say welcome back to her, Miss Thing.
Oh, come on, y'all
going to
welcome her back. She's
back in society.
Oh, gosh. She is a Chanel now.
Yeah, she went from Cons to Chanel. From Cons to
Why
Chanel.
Why did you have to bring up Cons? She didn't. That's not necessary.
Oh well, she went
She's
from
Chanel.
She went from there to there and to jail and back out.
See what I mean? See what I mean?
And killing people so they can get it too.
Oh, they gave the very end of the ballroom butch queen that passed out too, and the ballroom butch queen, the one that crafted the tickets, got locked. A mess. Baby, the girls got locked, honey, baby. Maybe Miss London will call in and she'll have the tea. But we're going to go to the ball in Atlanta. But tomorrow night, I'm going to, so you know, since Nicole switched from Wednesday night, I mean, switched from Tuesday to Wednesday, honey. Tomorrow is going to be What the Fuck Tuesday, and it's going to be a battle against Miss London versus Miss Kiki tomorrow night on Tuesday night. Kelly. That's what's going to happen tomorrow night. But what I get is, and some people told me it was true, some people told me it was false, they gave me that it was 250 people at Andre's birthday ball last night, and they gave me that 150 of them was Ms. Rahi's. They gave me that Ms. Rahi's and the Chanel's dominated the ball all night long, Ms. Thing with all the categories, and a lot of girls that sponsored categories was not there to pay out the sponsored category money, so Andre had to pay it from the draw. I also got tea that the venue wasn't paid for up until the time of the doors to be open. I don't know how true or this is, but this is the tea that I did get. Rodney, your recap.
Well, I first want to say I had a good time at the ball. It was fun to see just some people I haven't seen in a while, and just to get back down there to speak to some people and about certain things and stuff like that. When I got to the ball, it was already open, so as far as the not paying for and all that type of stuff, I don't know anything about the insides of that. But it didn't start till about 4:30, 5 o'clock. So, you know, that's what Atlanta gives. You know, we're used to that by now. There wasn't any, because of the building, I think they didn't have the proper things for the liquor and stuff like that. Well, Andre doesn't drink anyway, so that's not a plus in here, you know, a minus toward him. There wasn't any liquor in the building, but they had, like, juice and water and different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mama did the food and stuff, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. The Misses were definitely beat, but, you know, it was Miss Rahi weekend, so you expected that. The Chanel's was there, the Milan, a few Prodigies, Blonix, a few Mugliers, Gossons. You know, it looked like it was more than 250 people there to me. You know, but it was a huge group of Ms. Rahi's in there. They definitely would come into play last night. And, you know, 3007s and everybody was in there. Lola came out last night.
As what?
She was just Lola Mizrahi. I didn't hear a title or hear anything like that, but she is a Mizrahi.
Okay.
Her and Trace Walk face. They won.
Mizrahi face girls.
Right. And, you know, it was a nice different. Mike was there as well. You know, we talked to Mike. Him and Rico, Balenciaga, they battled. Rico won over Mike. And, you know, Deja won Best Dress, women's, how you going to say, I don't want to say female figure. She won Best Dress.
Femme Queen Junior, Junior Femme Queen.
Women's Eye, she won Best Dress. Her and Jamie were the final battle, and she won.
Deja Mizrahi won over Jamie?
Yes.
Oh, was Deja?
And who won over Mike again, the father?
Rico. Rico.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. They had streetwear. It was good to see Rico, Scott, Camaro, and Neo battle. You know, so that was some classic Atlanta battles. And I do want to touch upon that because I had to break down a couple of times. I had to do some certain things.
Oh, you did something. You did something. Okay, go ahead. Tell us what you did.
For Sneaker versus Sneaker, Rico had the best looking shoe. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to the shoe itself, I was confused with it. Was it a snow boot type of shoe or something of that nature? And because I felt, confused about the situation,
mm-hmm.
I voted for Neil.
Mm-hmm.
It was the actual sneaker. And then he had the Battle Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I voted for Neil again on the strength of Camaro walked streetwear in the same shoe and came back and walked sneaker with the same shoe. And that's a no-no to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I voted for Neil, for people who had questions on that category.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But overall, the ball was fun. I had fun. The setup was nice. It was like an actual blind for the judges. We lifted up the blind. We scored. If we didn't see it, when we got ready to chop them, we put the blind back down.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a chop.
Oh, shit. Hold on, Nicole. Your girlfriend is here, honey. Welcome to the radio show, honey. Miss London is live on the air with us, honey.
Mm-hmm.
London, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
London, are you there? Wait, hold on. The switchboard is cutting up. London, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, London. How are you?
How are you? Happy Halloween.
I don't celebrate that, but happy, happy.
Yeah.
Hello, London.
Hello, Rodney.
What's going on?
London, have you been listening to the show?
Yeah. I'll have a cup of tea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me finish with the recap a little bit.
Okay.
Go ahead, London. Let Rodney finish. Go ahead, Rodney.
Legendary Runway, there was a little bit of issue with that as well. Originally, Dominique Revlon, everybody came out got their chance. Dominique Revlon came out, got his chance. He was standing over there for Legendary Runway. And when they started ready to do the battles and stuff, Calvin called out Kitty Chanel to battle Dominique Revlon.
Mm-hmm.
So they battled. Dominique won.
Wait, hold on, Rodney. I got to stop you for 1 minute, Rodney. So when did they make Kitty legendary?
Let me finish that. Let me finish. Keep going. But
go ahead, Rodney. Go ahead, finish.
That was a good question, though. So they battled, and then, they said the battle wasn't over, so Rodney Balenciaga was in the back, so he came out, and he battled Dominique, and he won over Dominique. Tony brought it to the judges, brought to Andre, how could they let Rodney come out to battle after everybody had already got their chance and start battling and stuff, and Selvin told him that, the category wasn't closed, so he still had a chance to come out, but he didn't come out for his chance to get tens. That was correct. And so they made Rodney get his tens and stuff like that. And then Jack came out back to the floor and was asking when did Kitty get deemed legendary? And then Andre said, well, Kitty, because none of the icons said that you were legendary, you can't walk legendary runway. So they made Rodney and Dominique battle and let Kitty walk against the statement because it was legend, statements, and stars. Three trophies, then you battle for the cash.
Okay, but
so
Kitty's not legendary.
Kitty, moved back to the statements, and Dominique and Rodney battle.
Okay.
And
it's
Rodney
okay.
won originally, and then Dominique won when they voted again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kitty and Rodney and Dominique battle. Kitty won.
Mm-hmm.
So this was for statement versus the legend. And then Rodriguez and Kitty walk, and Kitty won overall.
So is it safe to say that it's okay for Kitty to be legendary because he did
what
they said?
They told him that he's not legendary at the ball. They told him that.
Okay, but he did, Kitty, you did a wonderful job. That was over. It was over. They told you you were a legend, and you came and you did your thing. That is definitely a mark to be legend. Kudos to Kitty. That was over. And he won.
Okay.
London? Kelly, could you get London back on his phone, please? I need to move my mic. London, okay, you've listened to a lot of the things you heard here, you know, the garçons and everything they said and everything. And what's your cup of tea and what's your intake on all this?
Yeah, I heard that Santa's little helper threw a little ball.
Who?
Santa's little helper.
Who's that?
He has goat here. His name is Andre. And it's Rohi, the one who's goat. He's on it.
You call him Andre's Santa's little helper. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, didn't he try to throw a $10,000 ball, but it was a flop?
A flop?
Yeah. He should have went back to the chambers after that ball.
Back to the chambers.
I think this ball was a bloody mess.
Well, you know, I got to be what I stand for. So, yeah, I know I'm going to intervene and say that it was his birthday ball and his birthday, and I think he should be cut some slack instead of all the baddest, whether it was good or bad.
He gave out all the money. He had all the categories. Some of those sponsors didn't even come, so he still paid out the money that was there. So, you know, I think it was okay ball.
Rodney, was the capacity 100 people?
No, it was close to like 300 some people there.
Oh. I thought it was less.
Nope. There's a nice crowd in there.
I heard it was a Ms. Rocky meeting.
I mean, it's a Ms. Rocky weekend, so of course they're going to come out and support and walk for the change and do whatever. So, you know, they were in there deep, but they won some, they lost some, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the other houses, you know, they came and brought their ammunition as well. So everybody was in there battling.
And they walked every category, did they?
Damn near.
Oh, well, I heard the people that was at his house was not horny because they were taking cold showers. There was no hot water.
I was curious about that, but I didn't get the gist to know what it was about.
The girls are fucking kiki. The girls. Oh my God, it's just too much. We say, why y'all so limp tonight? Nicola.
Nicola.
Everybody seem like they down tonight or something, Miss Day. Like, what the fuck?
I want everyone to add me on Facebook.
Honey, everybody seem like they down tonight, honey. Like, it's no, honey. Rodney, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Baby Nicole. Where's the call? Everybody seem like they down. I'm begging.
What are you talking about? Everybody seem like I'm down. I ain't nothing down about me.
I'm gonna say this, Ellen, to the House of God song. I don't know if it's the high power or whatever, but I actually have friends that are in the House of God song, not just ballroom people. So if there is a continuous issue or something like that, one of my friends that in the House of God song, we'll call me and we'll discuss it. It's not a ballroom thing, and I wouldn't do that on here. But, you know what I'm saying, some people can be catty, some people can be whatever, but like I said, I do have some actual people that I call friends in that house, so they can call me and discuss the issue, and then it can be like that. It don't have to be a Facebook, don't have to be a child, don't have to be anything like that. I respect the decision that's made by the house because that's their house. So, you know what I'm saying, but with all decisions, repercussions, and all other type of stuff is made as well, so... You know, we can just leave it just like that.
Wow. Well, at least that is going to be dealt with in a very nice way in the House of God, so in the House of Prodigy can come to a neutral agreement and conclusion. So.
Well, anyway, I want anyone who won the money from Andre's ball to thank me because he asked me for $20.
Oh, shit.
I didn't hear nothing that was going on, bitch. My phone went dead and everything, honey.
Well, I heard that the ball was pretty nice, and he gives the balls every year, and I hear the same results in all of that, and it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Andre. Happy birthday, Icon. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, but how is it your birthday and you don't have hot water?
I mean, I don't think that's true because they just moved
into
a brand new place. Wow.
I know that.
London, how did you get that tea?
I get my tea, don't worry. I just get it. Okay.
I see you over here playing with my new iPhone and my new little features that I got, honey, on my iPhone, honey. Baby, I need the girls to call in. I want the girls to call in. It was just so much stuff. Everybody has so much to say and everything. Girls to call in and feel free to press 1 to stay. It's like, girl... Like, it's the girls.
Even the private
love.
Girls. Who do we got to bring up? Who I got to talk about? Let me think. Oh, do I want to talk about them?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Do I want to talk about the Herreras?
What do you want to talk about them about?
But even though Brittany tried it. But, okay. I'll leave that fine. Let me think. Who can I bring up who's going to make somebody call it? Private callers, you are definitely allowed to call in. We are not a restricted place. Your restriction has nothing to do with us. You have to deal with that in your lifetime. So if you want to be private and everything is a mystery for you, you can call in, and you will get molded. Say it like
that. Nobody's not going to call in. I'm just gagging at the girls. The girls is really late, Miss St. Girl. I'm tired, bitch. I've been up all motherfucking day, bitch. And I am tired. These girls, the girls are late, Miss St. Girl. It's just too much.
That's because they'll be spilling no tea. Everybody not be spilling no real tea. The girls is pussy. They scared. They
wait,
don't want to say
Nicola.
Huh? Yes.
I'm going to need you to sit down and listen to me, okay?
Why?
Because I just really want to know. It mangles me that Icon didn't have hot water or heat, and he invited his little children over his house and don't have hot water or heat. I need to know why.
So you want me to sit down and listen to that?
Yeah, it's a bloody mess.
No, I'm not listening to that. This is Kelly Show. I don't listen to that. I'm going to hang up in a little while. That's not, I don't want to listen to that because I don't know if that was even true. And I'm not in the business. I'm not in the parade or the fan club of just, you know, reading Andre.
So, Kelly, everybody's reading the ball.
I just speak my mind.
What did you say, Robbie?
Okay, so they were calling you reading the ball, but no one wants to come in and talk about what they were saying?
Yeah, everybody wants to hit up and send me messages and, you know, and call the red phone and give tea and everything. But then nobody wants to call in and nobody wants to say exactly what it was, Miss A. I heard they closed the face category. Is this true or not, Ronnie? It's when they closed the face category, Trigony came through the door to walk, but the face category was already closed?
It wasn't Trigony that was coming to walk.
Oh, who was it?
I have no idea, but I don't think it was Trigony. Because he said, he was sitting with someone that was 2 minutes away, 2-3 minutes away, but if the ball started at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, everybody should have been there. So I wouldn't have held the category either. It was already 5 or 6, 7 girls that walked already, so if we knew the category was coming, you should have been there. But I don't know who it was. But it wasn't Trekking. Trekking was just came in to, you know, just be Trekking. She had micro braids and stuff, so I don't think she was walking.
Oh.
But not micro braids, long braids, like, you know.
I don't know, honey. This show is lame, honey. This show is dry, honey. It's a limp noodle. This show is a limp noodle.
You even give it a chance, Mr. You haven't said anything really interesting.
Okay, well, hold on. London, go ahead and finish. I don't know.
Oh, I'm finished. I'm finished.
Okay, so now are we looking for a rebuttal? Obviously. So if anybody on the line and that has been at the ball or can clarify anything that had happened, press 1, private, or anything. You can get, come on and you can speak your opinion or anything else.
I need someone who is out of house.
Well, Kelly, play the commercial while we wait, Kelly. See if I might want to come on the phone.
Yes, hold on. Let's take a break. We're gonna take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back after these words from What's in the Name.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all scene realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize. Open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitation only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 for acceptance fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Real Up with Eclipse, one cash prize of $250. Stem Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Okay, we're back.
Kelly, before you go on, I want to say, and Rodney can rebuttal, I want to tell everybody that's listening, if you are a child, go tell your leaders, tell your mother and your father and everybody, that is a early ball. I am getting a lot of gag nations, like y'all did not hear, that the ball is going to be at 7 o'clock. So we're going to keep saying it, and I'm going to remind y'all every day I can so that everybody knows that the ball, Rodney, is starting at 7. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So the people that gagged, the people that didn't know, please know that this ball is very early. Not as early as Kiki ball, but it's early and that you need to be there on time. Nobody's going to be waiting for you. They have to be out that building. This is in Harlem. We are faggots and we don't know how to act and we got to find some place we can give a ball. So y'all need to be there on time.
347-533, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly, you were supposed to remember that number. And I gave it to you.
I was just listening, but since you tuned me in, I just want to say hello to everyone and wish Andre a happy birthday and they continue with the good works.
Thank you, thank you so much. You better remember that number, Kelly. For Andre's happy birthday. Oh no.
Oh, what happened to Nicole?
You should give me that.
Oh my god. Oh, where's Nicole's phone has dropped. We had to wait for Nicole to call back and Nicole's phone has dropped off, honey, the radar, honey. It is E by E up in here tonight, Miss Say. All you girls with these names and these chat rooms, Miss Say, girl.
Wonk, wonk, wonk.
I got you, you girls with all these names in these chat rooms. Hold on, we got another caller. Live on the air.
Yeah, and I said something. Didn't you hear me?
Yeah, but, they can click you and then click you off?
No, you're still on the line, or?
Somebody else want to say something?
347-935, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney? Rodney, could you or my father get in touch with me? It's really important. What's up, this is me, Tyree.
This is Blackie.
Yeah, what's up? I need one of y'all to get in touch with me, like, ASAP. Because he asked me to do something for him, but that punk not answering his phone.
Well, inbox me.
I got your number, but I'm going to inbox you mine on Facebook because I need one of y'all. Because he asked me to do a favor for him, but he's not answering his phone.
Well,
And that's been for the couple of days. All right.
Baby, this is not the hookup line. Who asked you to do a favor?
My father, James.
Oh, because, you know, I need to know the secret. You know, I'm nosy. Baby, you know, I'm nosy. Learn, honey. Oh, shit. My iPhone just went flying across the room.
See, that's what you get for starting trouble.
Kelly. He had somebody on his other line with him that wanted to say something. Did you put him on hold or click him off?
You're back on the air.
Yes, hi. Ricky, you want to say hello, you said? You wanted to say something? Ricky.
What Ricky is this? Is that the legendary icon, Ricky?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, Ricky? The Runway Diva Luna is on the air. Welcome to the radio show, Ricky. How are you doing?
Ricky!
I guess he didn't want to talk.
Yeah, he bitched up. his question, I remember his question. He wanted to know who London was.
We don't know.
I don't know. London?
Hello?
They
got a question for you. They want to know who you are.
My name is Lordia.
Your name is Lordia. I just want to know, like, you have so much information, and I've never had the pleasure of meeting you, but I'd like to know, what's your source of information, and how do you get it? Because at the end of the day, you seem to be very knowledgeable of knowledge that, you know, most people don't have. So how do you get all this knowledge so early? And, you know, I don't get it.
Don't know. It just comes through my airways, and I'm everywhere you are. So you might see me.
That didn't answer my question, but I guess, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, thanks.
I said it didn't answer my question, but I guess it is what it is.
I said, okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I said that didn't answer my question, but it is what it is. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nighty-night. Oh, my God. Hold on. Thank you all for calling in.
So yeah, I just want to say
that you want to say we have another caller from Skype, Jeff 3094. You're live on the air.
My little pony. My little pony.
What is that?
I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know what happened to Nicole's phone. Nicole just disappeared, honey. Her phone went down and everything. And I don't know what happened to her. Did Nicole get over the night already, honey? Is it Shane, honey? Maybe. I'm gagging, honey. It's just too much, honey. Nobody don't want to call her here. Nobody wants to talk about the function and everything. And everybody is at the function. Nobody wants to call in, and nobody wants to talk about the function. How late, Miss Day? Girl, I'm just gagging. Girl.
Well, I do hear everybody, as far as the pageant itself, you know, since that's the relative of the ballroom scene, when I was down there, I heard everybody was calling and saying that the pageant was, like, one of the weakest that they've seen in Atlanta in a long time. The actual Black Universe pageant, it was really, really weak. I mean, it was some fun, some highlights and stuff, but as a whole, especially the crowd and the participation, it was really kind of weak this year.
Child, it's a mess, honey. Everything was weak. Everything was weak and everything was whack this year, honey. It's definitely, I don't know what's going on, honey. I don't know what's going on. Nicole flashed on the show, honey. It's just a mess, honey. It's a real big, real big mess, honey. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, my God. These girls want to call back in here, and they want to play games. I don't have time to play games with the girls, honey. Baby. Jeff, you're back on the air.
My little.
You're gone, honey. Nobody has time to play with you and My Little Ponies.
Yeah.
Baby, no Nobody has time to play games and everything. Everybody wants to play games and all types of things. They're saying, I don't have time. I don't have time for it, and I'm not going to deal with it, honey. Baby, the girls, and Nicole is gone. I don't know what the tea was with Nicole and Brittany. Nicole is gone, so we can't find out from Nicole what was the tea with Brittany. So I guess y'all have to wait until Wednesday night to find out the tea of Nicole and Brittany. Hold on, we have a caller. 704-907, you're live on the air.
Yes, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
What's up? Did y'all discuss Solomon's Ball in Chicago?
No, called in to talk about Solomon's Ball. Nobody called in to talk about Philadelphia. Nobody called in to talk about Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say it was a... I guess Chicago, the coin wasn't given out. So, I mean, Solomon, what happened? Her money was sponsored, too, so that's definitely shade. You don't give your money out and it's sponsored.
What was the money categories, per se?
Female figure performance was for $300. That was grand prize.
Oh, okay.
And they got 40.
The prisoner won
got
40?
Yeah.
Who was the winner?
Alana.
Oh, okay.
And she only got $40? I'm gagging Alana.
Yeah, they need to give that girl her money.
You know what I noticed? Every time Alana wins a grand prize, she never gets her coin.
Okay. We have something like that a few times, right?
What the fuck is going on? Why are they always trying Alana and her coins?
Mm-hmm.
Nicole is back.
Mm-mm-mm. They gave her $40. Are you serious?
40.
$40, are you fucking serious, Steve? That would have been completely unacceptable in this. $40.
They gave her about $30 she paid to get in the ball.
And $10. Yes, they did. So, and who threw this ball?
So all she really made was $10.
Well, we got to find out who did it. Who threw this ball?
Solomon.
Solomon who?
Infinity.
Infinity. Well, Solomon, are you out there? Are you not on this phone line? Yes, I'm calling your name. I'm not speaking it. I'm calling it. Call into the show, and please make us understand how the 300 go all the way down to 40, and is there something wrong with his calculator?
No, how the $300 go down to 10.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right.
Because 30 of it was that she paid.
Well,
no,
but she got $40.
Well, the Chicago girls did pay the function. Like, they did, like, choose not to go. And I don't know why they do Solomon like that.
So he took it up on, what does Solomon do? I mean, do you know Solomon? You dummy Marcus. Come on now.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, the Chicago girls continue to pay his ball or her ball. And
well,
you know,
are a promoter. I mean, you know, just speaking abroad, what would you say that you think or, you know, what's your personal opinion?
I've never been to one of her balls, so I can't say. I mean,
oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
I've never been.
Oh, shit.
I don't
shit.
Live in Chicago, so
Oh, shit.
I've been to a few of Solomon balls, Nicole.
The venues are always nice, though, supposedly.
Solomon always have nice, like, very, very nice venues. The setups is nice. I mean, everything is just so professionally done. I don't know.
So, Rodney,
what
do you say? You've been there. I mean, you know, come on. Don't act pussy. You're giving it life. Well, Marcus, you didn't. You never attend. But, all right, you attend, Rodney. Well, what would you say that? Why would they do that to him if he does everything, you know, right and everything is done so professionally?
It's one of them things that in the Midwest, I guess, they say he don't attend anyone's balls. But everything he has is like funded or something like that. So the people feel like he's trying to manipulate the system and they don't attend. That's what I get from on the outside looking in.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And that was enough to say why his balls is empty, Marcus, because you probably believe the same thing. That's why you don't attend.
Well, no. I mean, mm-hmm.
No, let Marcus speak, London.
Her balls are always, you know, Halloween weekend and that's Black Universe weekend, so that's the, that's the weekend.
Hold on,
I mean,
Marcus, I'm sorry. Devin said, what? I'm sorry, Marcus.
Nicola, do I have to go back to square one with you and bring you?
I mean, London, we know from when you started that, that's not something easily done, you know, for me, for anybody. But I just was laughing because, you know, I was trying to pick Marcus for his opinion, but Rodney had to come out and say what Marcus probably already felt. So I just was giving him a chance to speak. No disrespect to you, Miss Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, but Marcus.
Go along, Marcus. Go along.
Marcus.
Yes.
So you are a promoter, and so would you? Okay, Rodney said it. So would you say, from what you heard on the outside, that's fairly true?
Yes, and I guess the other part to it is she stands out in front of people's balls, or supposedly, allegedly, she stands out in after people's balls and pass out her flyers.
Oh, Solomon, and she don't pay the $30?
Right.
Y'all need to get Solomon on this phone. Well, she's not making her money back then, right?
Well, it's sponsored, so I mean.
Okay. Okay, work, Marcus. Okay. Well, Alana,
right.
I'm so sorry, and I think that maybe you should go to your leaders in the House of Chanel and have them, you know, approach Solomon. You know, this is not the days of Jerusalem. You know, Solomon ain't fab now, obviously, if he's giving out $40. So maybe they should go, you know, take care of that. London, what you think about that? This is in the Midwest. You never been to the Midwest yet?
I don't know. I just want to know what's that with all these sponsored balls. Is that even legal?
Oh, shit. What's up with what?
All the sponsored balls.
Responsible, I don't know. Well, he works for an agency or something, Rodney?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Is it a trend?
Oh, shit. I mean, I think it's a more of a comfortable way of getting people, if they're lying or if they're telling the truth, it's a comfortable way of guaranteeing people their money. So to say that it's sponsored would be a good way to get people to move, I guess, accordingly, or to move, like, you know, all right, well, I'm going to get my money, so we're going to all go to this ball. But his ball was sponsored, and it still was empty, so.
Yeah, but look, someone got $40.
Yeah, $40. Alana Chanel, the mother of the House of Chanel.
Look at that, bloody. Sometimes they say that about the symptoms and that everyone's going to get their money.
Well, I think it did with the symptoms and they got a lot more than $40.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller,
Hello?
You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, baby. What's going on? Come on.
Hey, did you get a chance to get a review on that Madison St. Clair ball?
Oh. Somebody background has a lot of air or water or something, and I need to hear this. Could y'all mute your phone?
Get out of the forest. Who's in the forest?
Yeah, it was like somebody was, thank you. Go ahead, give us the review. Go ahead.
Wow, Madison St. Clair's ball was late. It was a late-ass function.
Where was it at?
Who won the $300 for Faze? Oh, they hung up. They
you
just
see what I mean? You see what I mean?
Up.
You restricted girls. Y'all, we give y'all opportunity to be restricted, and y'all can't even keep y'all voices together and speak.
I forgot all about Madison Ball in Jersey.
Well,
I'm
now you got to get somebody. Hello, do anybody else want to come in private and tell us about it?
Maybe.
At least Marcus didn't go private.
The girls are scared, honey.
Marcus said what he know, and he used his own number.
Marcus, did Tayana or Ayana or Tone attend the ball?
No. Excuse me. My sources, no. Apparently, there were 30 people there, and 20 of them were infinities. That's the number that I got.
Well, you know what? With that being said, you know, you know, Alana, you know, I'm sorry.
Nicola?
Yes.
Yeah, what was wrong with you?
Huh?
Do you have to rip you?
Do you have to read? Well, I didn't hear what you said, sweetheart.
I said, do I have to read you?
Why would you have to read me?
Because I don't know why you laugh when I talk about everyone else, but not when I talk about the little Molly.
Well, because the little Molly, first of all, Andre is a good, he's a friend of mine, and I'm just not into that. I wouldn't be into anybody talking about any pioneer leader or icon. I'm just not. And I'm not going to take the time out and dedicate my time to reading Andre a ball that I was not at, or to go into his house to figure out what was going on, because I personally don't care. That's his business. And that's not tea. That's just somebody going into somebody's business, so...
I'm about to ride your pussy. So a question came across. I'm not going to say where it came from, but a question came across in a secret room that I'm in. And they said, please ask Nicole, why does she breathe so heavy like a man? They said, my Jesus. I said, would you like me to say your name? And they did say yes. So Naima wants to know, why do you breathe so heavy like a man?
You see, you know, you mean that must have been the last time when you came on the phone. I'm so happy you figured it out, werewolf. And the reason why is because blatantly we know, and you know, that I don't see you. So do not come up on this radio show and do not entertain the thought of getting into the read, because I took what you heard and I heard you last time. I know what you gave and I've been waiting, but I was going to get you first. But see, I didn't have to do nothing. But you see what animals do? They come back and bite every time they get hungry. I will give you something that you will eat and you won't digest anymore. So you know why I'm breathing. You know why, blatantly. I don't see it.
Well, maybe we'll get Naima to call us here.
And I will hang up.
Buddy.
And I will hang up. She can rebuttal everything, because where I'm going to go, no man has gone before. So I don't want to do that because it's illegal, okay? So I will hang up.
Kelly?
Yes?
Let Naima know that I have my own exclusive little Facebook page. It's called London's Tea Party. I want her to come on there.
Okay.
And sign up for all the tea she can.
Hello,
caller,
you're
live on the air.
Okay, let it go. Hello?
Yes.
Madison Ball.
Yes.
Y'all hung up the last time we called. I asked who won off the face for the $300.
Paris. She's talking about Pretty Paris,
yes.
Puerto Rican Paris. No, she's not
Paris. Paris, Extravaganza.
Yes.
So I was the ball. Give us the tea.
The ball.
It was
garbage.
How many people
was
there?
Nobody came out.
Really.
Was any category sponsored?
I don't know.
No, I'm just
saying. Here's the joke of the day. But Mother Aaliyah St. Clair won performance.
Oh, yes, she did.
Well, it was empty, so, I mean, those things happen when the ball is empty.
I didn't know Aaliyah vote.
Yeah, she voted.
Oh, working out Aaliyah, she's multi-talented, honey. She walks best dress. She walks runway. She vogue. She lip-sync. Bitch, I know that's right, Aaliyah. Do your motherfucking thing, Aaliyah. Well, that caller had hung up, honey. They gone, honey. Baby. Oh, my God. Work for calling me out when I'm... Baby, I want the girls to drop the keyboards and pick up the motherfucking phones, Miss Say. That's what I want the girls to do, honey. How you doing, bitch? Baby. Nobody, these girls are so late, Miss Day. You know, I fell asleep. I was supposed to take a nap last night. And after I was supposed to take my nap, I was supposed to get up to go to Alegria. The girls are so late, they don't want to tell me half of the team, Miss Day, and don't want to give me the girls' names. They got locked in the door, Miss Day, trying to craft tickets, Miss Day. They don't want to tell me what girls passed out in the bathroom, Miss Day, that was in their K-hole, Miss Day, and the people put them outside of Alegria on the corner of 42nd Street and 8th Avenue in front of Nokia Theater. The girls don't want to give me the team, Miss Day. They don't want to tell me the girls that snuck through the back door and got into Allegria for free and all types of things. Girl, I'm just jagged. They don't want to give me no names. Really? It's just a mess. Really? Are y'all still there with me or did y'all go? Hello?
Mm.
Oh. Because everybody's so quiet. I mean, Marcus is quiet. Nicola is quiet. Mm. Rodney's quiet. Miss London's quiet. Everybody's quiet tonight.
Facebook is lighting up, and I just got a little cup of tea. Don't you all go or talking about Jasmine, about the financial issues.
What happened?
I'm on the line and talk about it.
What happened? I didn't hear you.
The Balenciaga said that didn't get paid.
Oh, the Chanel or the Balenciaga?
The Balenciaga.
Who didn't get paid with Balenciaga?
From the Coletta.
Mm. Well, Harold didn't get paid?
That's what they said to me.
No, they said he got paid and gave some money away.
No, they said they didn't get paid.
Oh. I doubt that. Jasmine is known for giving her coins out. That's why they're so big. I doubt that.
So who didn't get paid? The Balenciagas didn't get paid.
With all the work they did at the ball, why wouldn't they get paid?
Was the Coletta sponsored?
No. It's not a sponsored ball.
Well, better.
I mean, sponsored by Jasmine. The $5,000 club is a sponsor. Sponsored by Jasmine. Yeah.
Baby.
I can't hear you. So somebody's mic is under the water.
Right.
Mm. This lollipop tastes amazing.
Well, you were sucking the shit out of that lollipop.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, amazing. Especially on top of a mouthful of hormones. Mm. It's like
calm. London Pitcher is sitting on Facebook, honey.
Thank you.
I'm gagging at this profile picture, honey. I noticed, but hold on, we got a caller. 240581, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly? It's Naima.
What's going on, Naima?
Hey, Rodney. Hey, London.
Hello.
So, I just want to get to the bottom of being caught. Let me say this first before I say anything else. I'm not calling in to give shade. I'm not calling in to start anything. I just want to know. The last time that we had a falling out, Nicole, was when I was giving an opinion on, I think, a post, a topic you gave, and Kelly had said something, and then I went to rebuttal, and then you cut me off, you just blew me off and just went off. That's the last time I remember we had a falling out, because you didn't let me finish my statement or what I was saying. And I was actually picking back on something that you had said, but you didn't want to hear what else I had to say. That's where the shade came from.
Are you asking me a question?
Well, yeah.
The shade comes way back, and it goes back as far as Tim. And I don't appreciate you coming on this phone being plastic and phony. You know how you felt about me. Me and you are only girlfriends in the sense of there's somebody that you know that I end up playing with or dealing with or communicating with. And in that case, you give them people your personal opinion about me who you don't know. But you fail to give them your resource opinion about how you do know me and what I have told you in your move to New York City. So that's how we really, so anytime you do say anything to me, I never consider it because I know how you feel about me. And I don't appreciate you being phony because it's okay for you not to see me because I don't see you. And I don't see you from as far back as when we were dealing, I was dealing with the Dyke, your friend, and he was living in your apartment in Brooklyn. You know from then on, from Derek and then maybe another person that came along that I dealt with, you have always had an opinion about me, and that's fine. I know you don't see me, and I don't see you, so I don't expect for you to come and address me or to bring in comments about anything that I have to say because you don't see it, and I don't either.
Well, if you want to go back to as far as...
I'm not willing to go back that far. I got used to the fact that you don't see it, and I don't.
No, wait a minute, because if you want to go back as far as when you was dating my brother who was the Dyke, the reason why, if for now when I think back to it now, the reason why we had a falling out is because you, I remember the one time, you know, it was a couple of times, but this one particular time, you called my house, wanted to know where he was at. And I told you, I'm not his keeper. I'm not going to tell you where he's at or whatever. He's out. And you was like, well,
and that caused it A.L. war. And anybody else that know me knows when it's mine, bitch, and I ask the question, you answer. If you don't, it's shade.
So
it's shade. So
I'm not even going to get into all of that.
All right. So, well, you know what? And ever since then, it's been shade.
I kept quiet when you were talking. I gave you the respect. I kept quiet when you were talking. So, and I told you, I'm not his keeper or anything like that. You got to let me tell you something or whatever. You're not going to give me all this attitude on the phone. You went proceeded to threaten me.
Uh-huh.
And I told
sure
you, I said, first of all, I don't give a shit who you are. You're not going to threaten me and come to my house, whatever, like that. I would have you like to fuck her. That's when we exchanged words, and that's when I started to read you to him. Yes, I did read you.
But you can't because you can't because you can't but you can't, and that's so unfair because you didn't tell him what I told you to help you though, so you shouldn't do that. That's not nice. And then what happened with Derek? What happened with Derek? 11 inches. Why was that? When you go, what happened with that? So then you went on in there and you read me, and I totally understand. Yes, it was an incident with that, Naima. Come on, let's not do this. I'm not willing to do this. You don't see it. I don't see it, and I'm fine with that. It's no problem. Anytime you come up, yes, I am nauseous, and I start breathing and being loud and aggressive and manly and stuff like that. And I say that to say that in public, please stay 50 fucking feet. That's all. So we don't have a problem, and we don't have to go no further than the verbal shade like we do as ladies.
Well, let me
That's
tell you
it.
Something, okay? This is a free country, and I can walk where I please.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm coming up to you to start anything, but I tell you one thing.
All right, I get nervous. I just get nervous. I get, Naima, I don't
that.
Care. Look, I didn't
so
say anything.
You
whatever you choose to
me,
think, listen, Naima, whatever you do, what it does not matter. I get nervous, and I just please do not want to be near because I know you don't see it, and I don't, okay? So whatever
you
after that, I'm
what,
not concerned about that.
As long as you don't put your hands on me, then I'm going to have to have the
Okay. Okay. Well, no problem.
So, yeah, so long as that established.
Okay.
And I thank you.
Okay, round one is over. Go back to your corners, ladies. Go back to your corners.
I left for London, bitch. I left for you. Well, Callie, you can put me back on hold just in case.
In case
okay,
of what? No, don't put it back on hold. In case of what? You see, that's the thing that's going to bring me closer to you. In case of what? I told you what it was. Keep it moving. I'm not your fucking peer, and I'm not a child. Now keep it moving nicely and respectfully before you have a problem.
Like a dungeon dragon.
Yes, whatever, bitch. Molded is what it is. Let's not do this. Okay, of fucking what? Bitch! This lollipop tastes amazing. Bitch, my baby got it for Halloween, and it tastes amazing.
Baby, Miss London. Oh, my God, Miss London is a Kiki. Hold on, we have another caller. 718-843, your live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, guys.
guy.
What's going on?
I'm already pissed off, and he gonna come. All right, I think I'm gonna just be hanging up because.
What that for? That's Tashawn. He did not beat it like that. She always got to give so much.
Because I'm already so upset already. I got Jurassics and Drastics and stuff coming on the phone questioning what they already know about. Like, this is just stupid. I'm not the public fucking Kiki. What is this about, bitch?
Fuck that. If it's yours, you asking questions, fuck that. You know, you ever heard that song by Maya Rodden? If you gonna fucking look for him, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Hey, you know?
Yeah, fuck that, bitch.
Don't give a fuck. But I ain't doing shit, just chilling, watching television, you know. And Kelly. Kelly. Yes, I'm here. What are you doing? Was you at Allegria last night?
Oh, wait, you were there.
Yeah, he sure was the call.
And let me explain something to you. Don't get on this phone being plastic, not why I'm feeling like I'm feeling. You can give some type of clue or something. You ain't got to expose names, but tell me because, you know, I'll figure it out.
I've been trying to get it all day, Nicole. He ain't got to expose no names.
Tashawn, really, Tashawn?
Oh, I really
don't
even been to sleep, Nicole. No, hold on. I'm going to be honest because I told Kelly the same thing. When I got the information, I was walking in, so I wasn't paying attention to the person on the telephone.
Well, could you tell us the houses and was they? All right. If they not, don't you have to tell the houses? Was it a mother?
No, it wasn't a mother. I don't think it was a mother. I don't know. Me and Ferrari walked in the building and it was just like I didn't hear.
Rich Queens was purchasing the tickets and they were selling it to the girls for $50, honey. And the girls thought they was coming in there with those phony baloney tickets, honey. And they got the clean.
Oh wow.
No, but the cop was out there and stuff. They was really out there. I'm gagging at the girl. Instead of paying an extra $40 to get your ticket legit, Miss Thing, the girls want to pay $50, Miss Thing, and girl winds up, you know, on their way, Miss Thing. They thought they... And then, you know, the shade is, Miss Thing, I know they was gagging the call because you know the girls take their services before they leave their hotel or their apartment or whatever. So you know they was gagging being in a way already high.
Whoever knows the names, could they please put them on my little group?
Buddy. you better get them. But it was really fun. I had a good time. It was a lot of people in the building.
Miss London, you have a lot of girls that's hitting me up, and they want to be a part of your page and all types of things, buddy.
About the tea, because you're going to spill it.
Yeah, just give me the tea, and I can spill it.
Do they need names, honey? Oh, I don't know if they're going to leave names, honey. I don't know.
They leave the name of the group.
Oh, give them the name.
It's London Tea Party. London Tea Party.
Honey.
It's a group.
It's a lot tonight, honey. I'm gagging. Where's Miss Kiki at? I need to know where Miss Kiki at. But I need Kiki to come on this live to find out if Kiki's gonna come on tomorrow to do the show tomorrow, honey. It's gonna be a classic What the Fuck Tuesday / showdown between
Kelly. Kiki is on the bus on the way back to the Midwest from Atlanta.
Oh, Kiki's on her way back to the Midwest.
See, the Midwest did go to Atlanta.
Well, maybe Miss Kiki will get this and one of her girls will let her know. I want a battle between Miss Kiki and Miss London tomorrow night on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday.
Did you ask London about this battle?
London
have to be subjected to people that come in after her to battle? I kind of declined this. London, are you sure you want to be on the phone battling with Kiki?
It's not even going to be about her. It's still going to be my show.
Oh.
It's just going to be featuring Kiki.
Baby, yes, honey. It's going to be hot, honey. You know, Nicole and I switched over, honey, to Wednesday night. So, you know, we got to do something to rile it up, honey. I'm loving my new iPhone 4S, Miss Thing. She is the Banshee Cosmic Thing. I'm feeling like White Woman, Miss Thing, and my talk to text, Miss Thing. and talking my status on Facebook and stuff and everything, honey. Baby, I'm over here getting my life.
Mm. And what, an iPhone, iTunes what?
My iPhone 4S.
4S?
Yes.
What does that mean? That's a new one?
Yes. I don't know nothing about it, honey. I don't know nothing about this phone, honey.
So what happened to Androids?
Tashar teaching me all the new features and everything, honey, that I got on my phone. I don't know nothing about all of this stuff. I got Uvu on my phone. I got Netflix. I got Grindr. Mm. I can watch my ADT cameras from my house on here. Mm. Everything.
All I can do is pick up my phone and answer it.
Honey. Baby, I don't know. Honey, let me see.
Anybody on the call online want to talk?
Yes, honey, baby. Well, honey, the London Tea Party is definitely going to get off with a bang, Miss Thang, honey. It's going to be a la bang, honey. So, girls, go check out the Tea Party, honey. The party is definitely going to be started. Hold on. Let me take a break real quick, and we're going to come back with this private caller that we have. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. What? Okay. Why does my shit keep jumping?
Father James and Father Rodney present West Lemonade, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize. Open to all runway, cash prize of $500. What's clean? Master of phone, invitation only. One trophy, one cash prize, $350, love, $10, parts of trophy. What's clean space? One cash prize of $250. What's clean realist with a trip? One cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James and Father Rodney present West Lemonade, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Okay, hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Jamaica, man.
Yeah, John, you make it. Yes, Jamaica. You came up here to speak to London?
No, I didn't come to speak to London, man. I just came to spill some of the tea that I got over the weekend, man.
What do you got, man?
Let's start with them laws down south, man. I heard them laws is out there giving kids all type of diseases and spreading diseases and things, man.
In the name
it's
of the Father,
that realness with the twist, man, and that Vogue femme mom down in Atlanta, mom.
Oh, God, pause, breaking news. Wait. Oh, my God.
I need news. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, Miss Jamaica.
It's the Vogue Farm, man, and the realness with a twist, man, and the House of Allah, man.
Oh! Well, both of them
and
are lords.
That's all I'm going to say, man. I'll be
well,
back, man, with some.
Wait, Jamaica,
team,
Jamaica, are both of them are lords?
Yes, madame.
Okay.
I was about to, Jamaica, let me put Jamaica back on hold, baby. If you're going to call back in, honey, and y'all going to call in and y'all going to make it hot, honey. If y'all going to make it hot, then we can stay. We still got another hour of program.
We just made it hot. I was wondering who was going to call and do that because I was looking at the clock. I said, give it some time.
And if y'all going to call and y'all going to make it hot, and we can play with y'all, honey, but if y'all going to play games, honey, I can go take my ass back up here and finish laying on my couch. I got a new couch. My new couch came today, honey, and I got a lot of movies that I need to be watching, honey. Baby, hold on. Father caller, you live on the air. Father caller, you live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Jamaica is talking about Little Ken Allure and Bam Allure.
Well, how do you know this?
She's gone. It's just little, they call, it's the roll call. What's up, y'all? What you got to say? Who got the tea for Lisa and Dre? They just coming in and letting you know, girl.
Okay.
Oh. Well. Wow. I don't know. I want to comment about that.
Hola.
Yeah.
You want to be overall Mother Bridge?
Huh?
Do you want to be overall mother?
Oh, would you offer me an overall mother position? I think I would do. I would be honored to be overall mother bridge.
Really? Should I make it a Kiki house?
Huh?
Should I make it a Kiki house?
Yes, that was the house of bridge. That's cute. That's cute. You know, they come up with different names. That is cute. Yes. It's a Kiki. That's an idea. Yeah. I have one. It's beautiful. That's an idea.
The House of Bridge.
And Kelly got
bridge.
One, too. And she's supposed to be over. I don't know what happened, but her name is going to be taken soon.
Who?
Your name is, huh?
Why?
Because you're not using it. That was over, but I'm saying you can't be sitting back holding on it, bitch. That's cute. So it may be taken. I heard when that it might be taken.
Well, baby, they can't
because
take something
because you are
now
still
already.
A pink lady.
They can't take something that I already built and I
but you never built it and you didn't open it up. You just said that out loud and gave ideas.
Well,
Kelly,
I want these callers are calling in and they making it hot, Miss Thing, but ain't nobody really calling in giving no real tea and no real details.
Well, you want some detail tea.
Yes.
Wow, so, okay, go ahead, London. I didn't hear you. What you say, London?
I wanted to ask Kelly, would she leave Katora to be in my house?
No.
Oh, you want to be my overall mother?
I wasn't talking about for leaving my house to be in your. Are you making a real house, by the way?
Hold on, Nicole. You know why I wouldn't leave? You know why I wouldn't leave Katora to be in your house? Because you just said exactly what Andre said.
What? My house?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. It's not our house. It's just me, myself, and I. So I don't have another sister.
Yeah, see, you said your house. That's the same thing Andre said. I got tired of people saying their house.
But I think that's the only one.
Hold on. We got a Jersey caller on the line, honey. 973-361. You live on the air.
Is
973-361. You're live on the air.
Yeah, that's the legendary siren.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yelly, you're on the air.
Who is that, Nicole?
Well, that was Danielle, I guess. I think.
937-361.
Why you asking? You know I paid it.
Okay, you're gone, honey. We have no time to play games with you girls, honey.
I cannot believe what they came. It's been a long time since somebody came and spilled tea on somebody individually like that. And I'm still gagged. They're like,
They ain't really spilled tea, mistaken. They said they ain't tell who or what. Oh, wait, they call her back in. Private caller, you're live over there. Private caller? Private caller, you're on the air. I guess they didn't want to talk.
Well, I like
one of y'all to the girls that's on the phone line that's calling in private. One of y'all in the chat room said, not too much with our laws.
Do you dare to defy the house of the Lord in the pride? Yes.
They said, not too much with our laws, honey, so y'all girls better keep it cute.
I happen to love Ken. He's a very beautiful person.
Said not too much with his house, honey. Honey, hold on, we got a caller. Hold on, we got a caller. 7581, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, who's this?
This is White Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
You got some tea, a comment? Because you sound very down. You want to talk about that?
I'm on this drain that has Y, XM, ATL.
Oh, you got anybody on that bus we want to speak to?
I'm not on the bus. I drove.
Oh, okay.
I heard that it was like some comments, whatever, about Andre. So what was the comment?
Oh, London, tell them what you heard. London, I wanted you to tell them what you heard.
Yeah, what you hear, London?
No, we not. Where's London? London. CEO Bridges?
Hello?
Oh, okay, there she go. There she go, Mike. Mike has been...
Who's this?
This is Mike. What's up?
He wanted to know what was the tea that you heard. Somebody needs to move away from their computer because I can hear myself. He wants to know the tea that you heard.
Am
about
I supposed
Andre's
to
ball.
Explain myself?
Am I just
No, you don't have to explain yourself. We just want to repeat the tea, and he's going to finish it.
Oh, I thought it was a capacity of 100 people, and I thought it was a mega meeting. And I know that it wasn't no hot picture or something.
Somebody is near a computer. A very bad echo. Somebody's line is open, Kelly. That's still on his line. And now they're gone. Go ahead, London.
That's Mike. That's your phone with the echo.
Are you on the computer next to your computer?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
What's up? On speakerphone?
I had you on speakerphone.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
oh, you had people listening. You had people low riding. Who's in that car?
Nah, ain't nothing but my
okay.
And my sister.
Is that the house of Mizrahi?
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Did you guys take cold showers?
Nah, we don't take cold showers, boo.
Oh, did you stay at his house?
You said, did we stay at the hotel?
Did you stay? Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed at the hotel.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, what's the juice? Give me what you hear about the ball.
I told you.
I can't hear you. What you
said? I said I thought it was a capacity of only 100 people because not that much people showed up. It was only Mizrahis, I heard, and they walked every category.
Well, it was Mizrahi weekend, but still, it was more than just Mizrahis in the building. It was a good turnout. No shade. It was a very good turnout. The whole weekend was bad. We had a really good weekend.
And Salvin told me he thought it was one of the best balls of the year.
No shade. It was a real cue ball. So I don't know where you got your sources, where you be getting your sources and stuff from. No shade. You should have came to the ball. I'm pretty sure Andre would have added your category just for you.
Oh shit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my sponsor, because I want all my money.
Oh no, definitely all the money was given out. It wasn't no checks or money with us, boo. It was definitely cash.
Okay. Did you guys have $5
too? I did hear one tea that the venue wasn't paid for. The venue was definitely paid for anyway.
Did you guys have a meeting before the ball?
And what'd you say?
Did you guys have a meeting before the ball and pay $20 of dues?
Did we have a meeting? Yes, we had our house meeting. It wasn't before the call.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. But it was nice talking to y'all. Y'all having fun up here tonight? What's the deal? What's going on?
It's all right. Kind of dry, but it's just okay.
Okay,
yeah, we're just sitting here.
I think it's dry at all. I think they're just not feeling the real stuff.
Mm.
Okay. Naima came to make it hot.
She did.
Hello.
Wait,
Kelly.
Demonstrian
lawyer.
Mr.
Lawyer.
What did you say, London?
Oh, I want to speak to Demonstrian's lawyer.
Well, maybe we should get somebody to get that possible. You think somebody can, Mike, maybe you need to call a representative of your house.
No, I'm saying that Mike is the lawyer.
Oh, Mike, you're the lawyer.
No, I'm not the lawyer. No,
yeah,
lawyer.
But since the ball, you said the ball was fine. Since the ball was so fine, is not a little going to get all his money? Huh?
You said that he gave out all his money?
No, I said that since the ball was so fine, the best ball, is the little Revlon child going to get the rest of his money?
What little Revlon child?
How do you go?
What little Revlon child are you talking about?
Saying it's not peace, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Everybody got all of their money, like I told you.
Bitch, London is a fucking geeky. Bitch, my red phone is going off now, honey. Hold on, let me see what's coming across.
Miss London is confused.
Miss London is a geeky.
You won't make money off my name, darling.
I love y'all, down. I'm about to finish driving this shit.
Thank you for your participation.
Oh,
my God, honey, bitch. Miss London is a fucking key tackle, honey. Baby.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Bitch. Honey. Oh, my God, honey. Let's see, honey. Somebody, hold on. Let me call this chow, honey.
What's still on here?
Hello?
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 Yeah, who's this?
What's going on?
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, what's going on? How you doing, darling?
Doing good, how are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
Relaxing. That was a long weekend.
Honey, did you go to Alegria this weekend?
Oh, my God. It was a mess.
It was a mess. Honey, why was it a mess, honey?
Well, to be honest, I really cannot speak about that right now. But all I have to say to all of y'all, please, wherever you go, and I'm going to say it one more time, protect yourself, because at the end of the day, all those motherfucking bushmen that go there, ballroom queens and white queens or whatever, they are a fucking mess. When people is in drugs, they don't give a fuck who they want to get their sisters to. It was just too much going on in there.
Many teas, honey, in Alegria last night, honey. So why you was at Alegria last night, honey? Why wasn't you in Atlanta for Mr. Weekend?
Bye, Kelly.
Why? Why you hanging on the phone now? Oh. The girls flashed, honey, when you asked the question of why he wasn't at Atlanta, honey, for Mr. Weekend.
Was that Caliente?
Yes, that was Caliente.
In the beginning, his voice, his little English got a little better, but I see it didn't.
Miss London?
I'm sorry, I don't understand you, sweetie.
Well, honey, I got you. Don't worry, I got you tomorrow.
Kiki will not
be on the phone, but I'll be on the phone.
Yeah. No, not tomorrow. Make sure you have a translator. Thank you.
baby, honey. Miss Caliente is a spicy one, Miss London.
I don't care.
Honey, Miss Caliente, honey, her mouth is real. Her mouth is really tart, honey. I would love for you and Miss Caliente to go at it, honey. Miss Caliente used to make it hot, honey, when she would come to the house meeting with the girls.
I don't care. She can't speak English.
Somebody just hit me up on the red phone, and they said no, the venue was not paid for prior the owner by 5 p.m. So that's what somebody just hit me up and said. Hold on, we have another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, who's this?
This is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Good, can't complain.
Okay. Question, comments, or concerns?
Huh?
Question or comment?
Question, comments, or concerns?
Excuse me?
I wanted to know, did you say Carlton or Carmen?
I can't understand you, sweetie.
Did you say Carlton or Carmen?
Carlton.
Oh, my fucking
ass. Who's that in the background?
Oh, my fucking ass.
Excuse me?
I'm a little confused.
Well, Carmen, or what? No, she said, did you say Carmen or Carlton?
Carlton, like C-A-R-L-T-O-N.
Oh, Carlton. I thought you said Carmen, too. Okay.
No.
Okay, we have any question, comment, or concerns? You want to address something?
I just actually live for you a lot. I love how mature you are and everything like that. I watched a couple of videos of you, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome. That's it.
Thank you very much. Miss London is a fucking mess. Dang, girl.
I'm
girl, bitch. I'm over here and I am falling the fuck out, Miss Thing. I am really gagging, bitch. Miss London is many motherfucking teas, honey.
I did think she said Carmen, too, though.
Bitch, I
thought she said Carmen, too. Baby. I don't even know where's all these girls. These girls called in here private, Miss Thing, and they started some shit, Miss Thing, girl. I want to know what's the motherfucking E.
On the House of Allure. Well, it's not about
yes.
the house. It's about the members.
Miss Thing, yes. I want to know what's the E, Miss Thing. These girls calling here, they giving us half a motherfucking E. Miss Thing.
And nobody never got Solomon?
No, nobody never get. Don't go. You know what I don't understand, Miss Thing? I don't never understand. The girls want to come. Everybody wants to come and everybody wants to talk about their balls and everything, bitch. But then when the ball is over, Miss Thing, nobody wants to come up here and be addressed by the people. I don't understand. I don't know.
Isn't Enrique the little spokesperson for law? Where is she?
You get your
name.
Oh, bitch. Girl, I tell you, bitch. Oh, my God. I'm gonna piss on my motherfucking self and say, Miss London has me falling the fuck out, honey. I don't know where Enrique's at. Maybe Enrique can call in here.
Is Rodney
well,
still
I mean, he's the representative for the house. They only made, they just said two people name.
Rodney?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, do you walk Kiki balls?
I walked a couple of them. Not in New York, though. We did it in D.C. as well. But the
Would
house
you be
was
my
expanding.
Overall for
that? Say it again?
Would you be my overall for that?
Well, I have started the House of Envy, so I couldn't leave them out like that.
No, throw them back in the chambers.
Everybody has started a house that's on his phone, so we all have our part of, Kiki houses.
Miss
London,
Hope.
I just got a text on the red phone, and Miss Carla Gentry said, Kelly, can you please tell Miss London she don't want a motherfucking day of me to say I'll turn her motherfucking face orange like somebody else's face. Laugh out loud.
That's all she can do is write it because she can't say it.
Oh my God, hold on. Hold on, we got a private call.
Balenciaga.
Kelly, did they kick you out? Why did they kick your flat ass out? Do I have bad things?
What?
Kelly, they talking to you.
Who they talking to?
You.
Why the fuck did they kick your bad ass out?
Yes, bitch, they kicked me out, bro. They kicked me out.
What happened? Won't you get something in your ass? I mean, I don't understand it. Why? Why? And then you go to the other place. I don't understand the thing.
They kicked me out, girl. Honey, my craft wasn't working, Miss Thang. I was only good to order pizza and sodas, Miss Thang. It wasn't working.
You gotta
be
quiet because you really don't know who you're talking to.
Honey, baby, I don't need to try.
They kicked me out, bitch.
You're not
lying. Get over it.
Anymore. Me being good enough to order pizzas and sodas, it wasn't working anymore. So they went to Subway. Okay?
Subway.
Keep the motherfucking cute because y'all don't want me to motherfucking start. Okay?
Kelly.
The night just begun.
Kelly.
Now the night has just motherfucking
I guess I got to be next as they're going around the room. I guess I'm next.
They're still in your chin. It's good.
Yeah, you're going to get it. Who else on this phone line, so I know who's going to get it next?
Brian McCormick, you're live over here.
They're still in your chin. Looks good, Kelly.
I don't have silicone in my cheek, bitch. I have fat from the inside of my thighs, my cheeks, and in my motherfucking lip, bitch.
Kelly, you got some pretty feet on this beach with your looking like a big ass whale on the beach with the damn flowers right on. Look like you wear a size 14.
But I got a pretty ass dick to go in your mouth too, bitch.
I seen it when you dip. That little 3-inch dick, girl, you better sit down with it.
Y'all need to be getting yourself together, or you nasty ass bitches traveling and getting on buses. Honey, hold on. We got two more private callers.
Oh, it's
I like your red lips.
Hold it right now, Rodney.
Your ass pale, bitch. With a bald head in this damn picture. You took up half the goddamn webcam, you big bitch.
Oh. Oh, they all kick in. Oh.
They kick in, Miss A, but they read it because they mad, Miss A.
Bitch, you think she the white cunt's got blue contacts? Bitch, if you don't stop looking like who shot you.
Miss A, the girls are mad, Miss A. Girl, I really see, Miss A, how pressed y'all are, Miss A, girl.
I mean, they love you. They love you. They're actually looking like some Mexican.
Okay, girl,
your girl
are
good,
you girls are mad. You're a press, Miss A, girl.
Your titties look good.
I'm feeling this thing, girl.
Girl, she was about to tell y'all reading me. Girl, she had bags. That bitch ain't had nobody bags. That's that boy,
titty. Baby, y'all sitting here, y'all reading me, Miss Thang. Y'all making me feel so good by y'all sitting here reading me, Miss Thang, bitch. They read me for years, Miss Thang. They lit me for years, and they still lighting me. And y'all still lighting me, Miss Thang? Bitch, they said I came when I came 14 years ago that I would never be the mother. I was the New York City mother. Or East Coast mother, Miss Thang. They read
you're
me
right,
for years. Now
coast,
y'all
want to
come here and y'all want to read me too, Miss Thang? Go ahead.
You're big at the East Coast.
The floor is yours. You have 31 minutes and 27 seconds. The floor is yours.
Hold on. You made the comment that you put $8,000 into your face and you still look like that?
And you put what into your face and you still look like that?
Over. She
Miss
said Thang, she got bad
shots. You're looking like a man.
Leave an old ass lady alone with her bags, y'all.
And you want to sit here and you want to read me, Miss Thang? I don't know who it is, Miss Thang, but I feel like...
You read yourself when you step out your door.
All about me.
Uh-huh, big man.
Yeah, I'm a big man, and what else you got to say?
Get your hairline together.
What else you got to say?
Caller, you're not even saying your name. Say your name, caller.
Kim Kardashian.
Bloody.
What's your name, bitch? The one that sounds stop that. Trying to act
name,
like she's from England.
You don't know my name. My name is Lottie, bitch.
Your name is who?
Miss Thang, that's these late-ass queens, Miss Thang. I'm gagging at these queens, Miss Thang. They ain't got a life, Miss Thang, girl. Y'all need to get a life, Miss Thang, and get yourself together, Miss Thang.
Stop using Miss Thang.
These bitches, they got a pocket picture on when they're gonna fucking throw it out, and they want to come and sit here and try to read somebody.
Oh, girl,
shut up.
What dog wants you? She only wants you for your damn money, baby.
Oh. My husband has a good job, honey. My husband works for the city.
Honey, that's good, because I hope you're not climbing his back, because that's a nasty thing to see, your big ass on his small ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
I know he goes through it.
What y'all need to be doing is taking y'all motherfucking dudes together, honey, and taking it to y'all motherfucking father to help him get that motherfucking heat motherfucking going. That's what the fuck y'all need to be motherfucking doing.
Actually, sweetie poom poom, I sit at a desk all day and I make a salary. I don't go out here and
You say that to say what?
I live in a home, cunty.
Baby, you don't live in a home, bitch. You
don't
live in a
shack. Anybody's store. I don't live in a shack, pumpkin.
I'm not your pumpkin, Miss Thang girl, okay? Y'all need to be worried about the feds running up in y'all, Miss Thang. That's what y'all need to be worried about, Miss Thang.
Baby,
Kelly, what was you following today, a big pumpkin?
Okay, that's what y'all need to be worried about. Are you mad, queens? Why y'all queens mad?
Girl.
Why y'all mad?
I would be mad, too.
Why y'all mad?
Because look at you, Kelly. I would be mad, too, looking at you every day.
Girl, I would be mad if I was your mother and I had to push you out of my motherfucking pussy, bitch.
Shit.
Yeah, they're gone. Next private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes?
Those queens are calling from Jack's house. My girlfriend just called me and said all these queens are at Jack's house reading Kelly. Just wanted to let you know that.
They say they can read me all they want, bitch. Thank you for calling in, though. They can read me all they want, mistake. But you know what? Honey, you know what? I can say, bitch, my lights is on. My cable's on. I got my new furniture. I got my new carpet on the floor, Miss Thang, honey. My husband's laying in the bed right now to get up for work at 5 o'clock in the morning. My husband goes to work every morning. He has a good job, Miss Thang. The bills are paid, Miss Thang. And there ain't no motherfucking shade until the bills get motherfucking paid. Okay?
Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
And my husband got a J-O-B, and he wants to be with me.
No more HIPAA finance, yes.
Hey, girl, I know that these girls want to try. I'm gagging at the girls. They want to feel them. They it's press.
Hey,
the girls are pressed, and the girls want to come, and the girls want to sit, and they want to read, Miss Thang. Call back in, Miss Thang, honey.
Kelly, you know you say you know they say you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
They already bit the motherfucking hand that fed them, Miss Thang.
Okay,
they've been bitted, honey. It's cut off, bitch. I ain't even got a hand anymore.
We don't care what people
say.
Oh.
I wanted to know. I want to interview Jasmine and Kelly, and I want to mediate the house.
Baby, you do not want to. Baby, let me tell you something.
See, if we can come to a nice, a happy conclusion, so maybe the House of Mizrahi and you and Jasmine can come on my side.
I was just talking to Jasmine the other day.
You know,
well,
I don't like
to. I was just talking to Jasmine the other day, Nicole, and I told Jasmine, I loved her interview that she gave with you when she gave her interview 2 weeks ago. I think about 2-3 weeks ago when she gave her interview. I loved that interview that she gave with you. I want her to give you another interview. And I don't want poolside Jasmine. I want Queensbridge Jasmine to give you an interview.
Well, but I'm not going to give an interview. They're going to keep giving me sound effects. I don't like it, and I don't want any address to me. Thank you. Whoever's behind the switchboard.
Is she okay?
Baby, I don't know. I don't know, sexy, what they're going to do, Miss Thang.
They're going to come up here and read you like they were doing, Miss Thang.
We'll have to see. Now the girls don't want to call back in, Miss Thang. They called back in last time.
Because where they at is exposed now, Miss Thang. They got exposed.
Miss Thang, I don't know why the girls don't want to. I want to play some more, Miss Thang. I was having fun, honey. I was having fun with the little troll peasants.
Romance without finance.
I was having fun with the little lackeys, Miss Thang, or the lack thereof.
No romance without finance.
Miss Thang, so the girls want to sit here and the girls want to be lackeys, honey, and they want to be peasants and don't have a mind of their motherfucking own, Miss Thang. Get a mind of your own, Miss Thang. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on there. Private caller.
They're back.
So they're gone.
What's that?
Hello, is the ringleader supposed to be an icon?
No romance without finance.
Girl, tonight was definitely a kiki, honey.
They died. Why he can't let you have it, Miss Thang.
You know, Nicole, the last couple of minutes of the show, the girls always want to call in here and they want to start.
Yes, Miss Thang. They heard that Andre, y'all was done. London was reading Andre the whole time. They came, Mike came, and they came to let y'all have it, Miss Thang.
Let me have it for what, Miss Thang, girl, bitch? The girls can't let me have it. That's one thing. That's one thing the girls can never do is let me have it. Oh. Hold on. Marcus, you're back on the air.
That's Solomon.
Marcus?
Oh, I'm back. Hello?
That's Solomon?
Oh, no. I have something to say to everybody that's having a ball in January, February, March, and April. Can y'all get y'all flyers out? We've been having a hard time finding dates for balls, you know, to have awards balls, and everybody's holding a date and no flyers out, no venue, no nothing, so...
2012 is going to be a funny year, looks like. That's all I had to say.
I think that needs to go to the ballroom committee. The, you know, rest. We have to look into
I agree.
You're right for bringing it aboard. So, Tony and Steve, Tony, if y'all are listening, and, you know, you icon leaders and stuff, there's a very, very good thing on the table, and that needs to be addressed.
Well, there's no flyers because there's going to be no balls. The world is ending.
You're right, London. You fucking right, London. You're right. You are so fucking right. Let me pick up this fucking... Yes, absolutely. So I don't see getting on a plane and going anywhere because I think the same thing, London. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. We got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
This is the rapture. Do you enter?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Welcome to the rapture.
You dare to enter?
Private caller, or once. Private caller, or twice.
Please come to the rapture, please. Come on, we got 30, 40 minutes, 20, 29, whatever.
I'm going to say goodnight, guys.
Oh, I knew you was leaving. You stayed long enough.
Yeah.
Goodnight,
they didn't get you. They don't have nothing to get to. They didn't get you. You, everything is fine. They didn't get you. You're all right.
All right. You guys have a good night. Rodney.
Good night, Rodney.
Good night, Rodney.
Who is going to call in for the last 20 minutes on the rapture? Yes, that's the name. Let's come on.
Baby, yes, honey. We got 20 minutes, but hold on. Before those girls call back in, honey, let's play What's in the Name commercial again.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all scene realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitation only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, lots of $10, park session fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James and Father Roddy present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Yes, we are back, honey, and we are live on the air, honey.
Welcome to the rapture.
Baby, welcome to the motherfucking shit fest, honey.
They have now arrived. Baby, any contenders? Press one. Press one.
Do girl, have you bitches dare to defy? Baby, press one. Let's play.
Miss Kelly, they came. They said they came.
Miss A, girl. Yeah, they tried to, Miss A, girl. I guess they ain't got nobody feeding them no more tea, Miss A, or nothing to say. Baby, so they ain't not going to call in here.
London, did you get your tea party together?
Yeah, I just want to say, Kelly, they grappled you.
I mean, what did you expect? It's a very big house all over the United States. She was a part. They came. But you don't know which of those kids that was, baby. How about that overall East Coast mother?
You don't
know.
I said, you don't know which one of the kids was that because they're so big. You don't know. You can't say.
Let me say, girl. Trust me, honey. It's going to slip, Miss Dane. I hope everybody enjoyed yourself at the Halloween party tonight at Club 91, honey. It's just $5 for misses to get in.
Where?
At Club 91 tonight.
Where
honey,
that?
Hold on. We have another caller. 404-941, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I came on the show late. What was the topic about the House of Allure?
Well, it wasn't a topic. They basically came and said that the house, I think, was in shambles. The Allures were, am I correct, that were they killing each other? Or
What they said was that Bam and Ken is going around Atlanta killing the kids.
Yeah, they're running up and they're sleeping with everybody and they're not using condoms and they're killing everybody in Atlanta.
Basically, they said that the law should be on quarantine.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to fuck with London up. Basically, they said they should be on quarantine. Hold on. Call the caller, you're live on the air. Oh, private caller dropped.
The Rapture? Nobody wants to. You know what? I'm glad that everybody is respecting the Rapture. Because you into that motherfucking shit and you are bold. You went into the Rapture.
Yeah, they're going to enter if they motherfucking did, Miss Day. It's gonna get real messy, Miss Thing. That they're gonna have to go get some motherfucking baby oil, you Miss Thing. That's
oh,
how motherfucking
baby oil. You know what that means?
Honey. That's how slippery is gonna get. They're going to need baby oil. That's how slippery is gonna get in here. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I'm back.
Honey. So you got some more tea? Did you go get some more? Did your tea fill up a little bit more?
And what was all that you was giving?
Baby, what's tea?
You entered the Rapture. Do you have something new?
I meant to say Mr. Kelly.
Oh.
Maybe R. Kelly. I don't know.
Oh, that's a different one. She's different.
Honey.
Oh. I'm doing as good as your girlfriend was.
I mean, you are the man that you are, so.
Oh,
I'm 5 minutes after Jack Puck. Sweetie? Are you guys really at Jack Puck? I can hear you.
Are you guys really at Jack's house?
Are you at Jack's house?
Speaking the language that you were born with, sweetie.
I said, are you really on Jock's house?
Huh?
Well, but you can just go, bye bye, not you know it.
Well, they
dropped again. Somebody just hit me up on Facebook and they just said, well, I was just at Club 91 and it's about 10 to 20 people. I'm amazed, Ms. Rahi's $10. It's late and the DJ's over it. I'm going home to watch some movies. Good night.
Where's Club 91?
That's at the Mrs. Halloween party in Atlanta.
It's just 1:45. Atlanta don't start popping until 2:00, 3:00.
Baby, hold on. Private caller. Oh, the private caller is gone. Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with this private caller. They need to get that cheap-ass motherfucking track phone fixed, Miss Thing. Well, they need to start giving y'all bitches better phones.
It shouldn't be hard for some of the girls to come for Halloween. See, they can come as themselves.
My dear lady.
Baby, the girls need to get still at the Stars of the Century and Black Universe review tonight. Honey, they need to get that cheap-ass fucking track phone fixed, Miss Thing. They keep calling back in with this track phone, and it keeps dropping, Miss Thing. It's like, what the fuck, Miss Thing? Bitch, y'all ain't got y'all prepaid motherfucking, y'all prepaid credit cards, Miss Thing, to pitch y'all add up to get some minutes on y'all phone?
Hello?
Good lady.
Miss C, hello, where were you the last time that I called?
What?
Where were you
hello,
the last time that I called?
Please.
I called to speak to you.
You called to speak to his?
Kelly.
Yes.
The man of the building.
Yes,
I have emergency tea. I'm sorry. No, you have to shut up. No, not London. No,
I
you.
And shut up.
I
no,
want to speak to Kelly.
Hello.
I just want to say
hello?
That someone hit me up on my Facebook and said that Andre asked them to cross the venue, and they said no, and he kicked them out the house. That's one piggy out of the blanket. And another one is Jack is
horrible.
I'm going
to talk to you in your voice. Sweetie, I'm not a mizzer.
Jack is calling the girls in New York to call the radio and read
them. I don't give a fuck about Jack.
No, I'm not talking to you, you mimrot.
Oh, no. You're
okay,
going back
so
to London in a body bag.
Oh, bloody. Go, just go. Go, bye. Nutty.
My feelings.
Box in the chambers for you. I don't. No.
Vicky and lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. Take Vicky and lock her
up. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. Okay, let you have to sing it.
My feelings.
You gotta hang up on the private caller. Maybe they'll call back in, honey.
Honey,
hold on. We have, private caller. It's another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Bring it to the dance floor.
Hello.
What?
Hello.
Yes.
Why did they kick you out the house?
Nobody kicked me anyplace, baby.
I mean, physically, I know that, but I just wanted to know why they, you know.
Nobody kicked me any place, baby. I left. Nobody can't kick me out of the motherfucking thing. Let me tell everybody that's listening on this radio, okay? I've never been a dumb bitch. I've never been a slow bitch, okay? A bitch can't kick me out of a motherfucking thing, bitch. I'm at a bitch motherfucking house. A bitch wouldn't be able to kick me out their motherfucking house. Because if I get the urge or the thought that a bitch is trying to kick me out their house, before they kick me out, bitch, I'm going to motherfucking get up and leave, bitch. Because trust me, bitch, I've been thrown out of motherfucking better joints than that.
Fans in the runway.
Have anything else you would like to add?
No, nothing.
Okay, thank you. I'm gagging at all these girls, Miss Thing, and they questions and things. Miss Thing, I was kicked out. Oh my God, where is all of this coming from? We got 9 minutes left, Miss Thing. What else is gonna happen in this 9 minutes? We actually could stay for an hour and 9 minutes, but I'm only going to give 9 minutes of my time, Miss Thing, because my time is very precious. It's one of a kind, and I got better things I could be doing than sitting here playing with you non-motherfucking factor-ass motherfucking bitches that ain't even got a motherfucking life, a pot of pissing or a window to throw it the fuck out, Miss Thing. Girls always want to sit here and they want to have opinions and want to say motherfucking things, bitch. When you sleeping on another bitch motherfucking floor, you don't have a lease, you don't have a phone or anything in your motherfucking name, and half of you bitches barely got motherfucking credit, Miss Thing. Y'all got fucking nerve to want to sit here and read somebody, Miss Thing, when y'all bitches need to be picking up a book, reading a motherfucking book, trying to get a motherfucking education, trying to make something out of your motherfucking life. But better yet, y'all want to sit here, y'all want to be typical motherfucking faggots, running around from motherfuckers, doing drugs, going for ball to motherfucking ball, and ain't even got your own motherfucking foundation. But you want to sit here, you want to try to come on this show, to read me, bitch. You can never motherfucking read me, bitch. I'm 35 years motherfucking old, bitch. I had my own since I was motherfucking 16 years old, bitch. Doing it on my own and being on my motherfucking own. When you bitches can top that, Miss Thing, bitch, come motherfucking see me, bitch. I came out with 11 motherfucking queens, bitch, and 10 of them is already motherfucking dead, and I'm the last bitch standing, Miss Thing. Half of you motherfucking young motherfucking faggots ain't even gonna make it to see my motherfucking age. Y'all need to be worried about wrapping it up and saving y'all
motherfucking life and stop sucking everybody's motherfucking dick and think it just because you suck or you get massaged by a motherfucking bitch is going to get you to the motherfucking top, because it's not.
Bring it to the runway.
Nicola, the only way you can put an end to this little madness is to get an interview on your little show with the Couture's in
Well, I don't think I'll be able to get an interview, and I can end it if I have to also interview Andre.
Well, so. you can do her later.
It has to. It's two sides to every story.
Okay, so they do a part one and a part two.
It actually is three. It's three. It's yours. It's mine. It's three. Okay, I'll do the interview. I'll set that up after I have my next couple of interviews, and you all can look forward to the Pioneer Icon R.R. Chanel interview. I am also going to be entering the Pioneer Icon Candy LaBeija. All I want, all I need. She is going to be on this radio show very shortly with us, so you'll just have to wait till I see which one is coming up first. But R.R. will be next week, and I have Tony, the Icon, also that will be being interviewed soon. So this is going to be a month of madness. We're going to be having something to do on Wednesdays this winter, because there's going to be a lot going on my show. And then maybe we can get, and then we get the Couture's, and then we get Andre.
Calling the
Yes,
is Kelly there?
She's here.
This is the one that's been calling you all night. Really? I was just calling to hear you read. I live for you, and whatever Mrs. Can't Take You, it's shade, really. I see your realness. I see your face. I see everything. I'm for real. I'm just telling you. I just like hearing you read. That's all. I wanted to laugh. That's what it was about tonight.
I cannot believe this cop-out.
Yeah. It is a cop-out. It is.
Is it a cop out for the defense of the House of Mizrahi, or
is it a cop out because you're
being plastic?
House,
so is it a cop out just because you're just being plastic?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, okay.
And I respect her. I really do. I actually just wanted to hear Kelly. I wanted to laugh with Kelly tonight. That's all. That's all.
Well, did you just mold her?
You guys have a good night.
Paula, did you just mug Kelly and now you're apologizing? Oh, bloody.
I am gagging.
It's been a long night.
I cannot believe
it. It has been a long night, honey. And, bitch, the only thing I can say is, I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here, mistake girl.
I think so, too, because I just seen something that drove me insane. I seen a roach missing. I don't know when the last time I have ever seen a roach. And, you know,
oh, let me tell you something, Nicole. I gagged the other night.
Oh,
my
God.
Party.
I am in a frantic. I think I'm going to have to debar. I've never seen a roach in my house, and maybe like 7-8 years that a roach in. Oh my God, I gotta go.
I gagged the other night, Nicole. In 3.5 years, I seen one the other night, bitch. I went frantic.
Oh my God, I really don't understand where that come from. I use too much bleach for stuff like that. Somebody neighbor, this is gonna get.
Somebody probably bombed their house, Miss Thing. That's what happened.
It's gonna get severe up in this building.
But baby, we about to get out of here. Miss London, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, ladies. Wrap it up.
Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Always be clean and make sure you keep roaches away. Good night.
Be like I tell y'all, bitch. Everybody, we taking it out tonight with Beyonce, Love on Top, because I'm gonna always be on motherfucking top. Oh wait, hold on, honey. Before we go, honey, we got a private caller again. Private caller, you're live.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Mrs. Kiki, what's that?
Hey, Miss Kiki.
What's this?
Oh, you said, well, you got at the end of the show.
Kiki, you're late.
Oh, that's Miss London. Hey, Miss London girl.
Kiki, are you going to come up and have the battle with Miss London tomorrow night?
Sure, what time?
Baby, we're going to be on at 11:30 tomorrow night, honey, and it's What the Fuck Tuesday, the battle of Miss London versus Miss Kiki.
I hope that voice isn't cracked like that tomorrow.
Oh, Miss Kiki. Okay, I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Okay, but like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm live on the air, I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love you all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, you definitely do go into tonight. Please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your motherfucking own. Please, girls, whatever you do, please wrap it up, honey, because it's going to be a cold motherfucking winter, and it's going to be a hard motherfucking road, Miss Thing. But at the end of the day, bitch, I'm going to always be on top, like Miss Beyonce said. So I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday, the battle of Miss Kiki versus Miss Motherfucking London. Who's going to stay and who's going to win? All you girls out there, please make sure you go to Facebook and you check Miss London out at London Bridges on Facebook. And she does have a private chat room also that's definitely being advertised. So definitely go check that out. And it's definitely going to be some madness. Beyonce is going to take us out of here again tonight with Love on Top. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night live at 11:15.